Well, Kevin Gallagher, countdown on to another Donegal International Rally, and you go into it under a little bit of pressure. You're the number one man in the two wheels, so what's your thoughts?
Oh, look, we're looking forward to it. Like, we're getting prepared for it. And, look, I think the new stages in the Friday will mix it up a bit. And, no, look, we're looking forward to it and get a good run at it again, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, last year, of course, everything went really well in the end up and quite a comfortable margin. Could be a bit closer this time.
Aye, look, you just don't know till you get out and going how, like, there are a lot of very quick guys in the two-wheel drive. So, look, with the car pretty well sorted, and we've done a couple of real good warm-up events there, so we're kind of in a good enough position. But look, you need a lot of luck to get through the whole weekend as well without any issues, and we'll just see how we get on.
And the year so far has gone very well for you.
Hi, we're kind of same as last year, doing a few rounds of the national championship. So we've done Monaghan, Burr and Carlo, so we've top points in all three of them for the two-wheel drive. So, no, very good so far.
Yeah. Now, you have done a number of Danish Owen stages before, and I think one or two of them might have been in a Harvest Rally a few years back as well. So, I suppose that is some advantage.
Aye, look, I think, I suppose Malin Head hasn't been run maybe since 2012 or something like that. So, on any of the guys that's probably new to Donegal won't have the knowledge of it. So, no, hopefully it can stand to us now when we go and do our notes that we'll have a little bit of knowledge of it.
And some appropriate background noise there. Now, the car, the Darien, it hasn't really let you down. It's been, I suppose, people associate it with you, and it's so distinctive, and it's proven itself.
I know, look, it's a very good car. It's done me well, like, over the years. I've had a few of them, like, and, like, the car's well prepped, and generally, look, we never really have any major issues with it, so, no, hopefully, again, it'll do the business for it.
And finally, let's hope that, once again, we'll see half-decent weather and big numbers out there, and, you know, you being here in Donegal, you know just what this means, and for the people involved in the rally and the countdown and the buzz, some momentum builds up, and then it's all down to the 3 days of great action.
Yeah, no, look, it's really the biggest weekend of the year. Like, we build up towards it, and I'm sure a lot of other competitors do as well. And look, the crowds that it brings around for the weekend, like, I'm sure it does huge amounts for the economy as well. So, no, look, I think it's a good thing for everybody.
David Moynihan, the countdown on to the Donegal International Rally alongside Matt Edwards again, and he's gone so close. Is it a case of third time lucky?
Oh, I don't know, we'll see. With misfortune 22, well, here we benefit from Callum's misfortune. He was unlucky to have the mistake he had on Garton, and we benefited from that, but short lived. We had an accident the next stage. 2023, we started off with a bad run. The first day we had a car issue from the get-go. We had a good fight back to finish second, so here we'll see. Look, it's we go to issue with more seat time, or more competitive seat time than we've had in the last two attempts, so hopefully we can overturn it, or at least to be in the race to race Callum and the boys who are there. But here, when you see the list that they've produced here, there's anybody in the top 10, 15 can be set a fastest time that rally, and you never know in Donegal what's going to happen.
And also, just looking at the way it's panning out this year, we've got the Inishowen stages on the Friday, so it could be a bit of a leveller the opening day.
A massive leveller, I think. Yeah, like last year we had Donegal Town was a leveller for everyone. This year Inishowen, you know, Malin Head, Cool Cross, Memorial Gap, they produce a massive challenge. I've competed before in Malin Head and Cool Cross, never on Memorial Gap, but I've heard that it's fairly steep and its rises and its falls. So I hear anything Donegal, I was just saying, you know, it's like another weapon in their armour. No matter what side of the province or the county they head for, they can find fantastic stages, and everyone they go to is a challenge to a competitor. So, but yeah, for sure, I think there is no doubting Keith Cronin will come up from Ballylickey at the other end of the country, and, you know, close to Maidenhead and head from Allen Head, and he'll still be competitive given the nature of the stages. A good set of notes, good commitment, and away you go.
Yeah. And you mentioned there in your own before, it was over a decade ago, and you were alongside Gary Jennings in an interesting combination. Little did you think then you'd be back now and along with Matt.
Yeah, I was lucky enough that time to partner Gary. We had a massive battle for the 3 days with Philip Morrow for the Group N win. I think we went to the last stage in Buncrana for a super special with less than a second between us for the category win. I think we were 6th or 7th overall in one group N, so that in itself was a massive achievement of time for me, but little did I know we'll be back, whatever, 10, 12 years later and try and vie for a win in Donegal, or hopefully be in the running for a win in Donegal. It'd be here, it's a massive achievement for me. You know, this is the Donegal is the holy grail for us. You say with the countdown, but the countdown started the third week of June last year for Donegal 25s or 24. So, and it will start again after this year for Donegal 25. So that's the prestige of the event. It's the one everybody wants. It's the one everyone aims towards in the year. So, Tarmac Championships are all those things kind of get put to one side that weekend. It becomes a battle for Donegal, and you take what's left at the finish up to move forward.
And as we've seen in recent years, I mean, you really can't take anything for granted. The leader overnight on the Saturday night is no means home.
No, not for sure. I remember back in, 2006, Garrett Jones, and we started a rally. I think we were 4th or 5th overall on Saturday morning, and Andrew Nesbitt was 10th or 11th, maybe in a minute off the lead. And it was always a given, if you're within a minute on the Friday, the rally's still there for the taking. That's not the case anymore in Irish rallying. The cars are so level, the competitors are so competitive and so level as well. You have to hit the ground running on Friday, and everything is at 10 tenths to try and be in that race. If you're not at 10 tenths, you're left behind very quickly, and you don't recover that deficit because the level is so high amongst competitors and the cars are so closely matched. It's a fantastic attribute for it, but that's just where the pace is at now, I think, in Irish rallying.
Gary Jennings, back to the future with the Inish Owen stages there, which, it adds a little bit of something new to it, and it's good. I think everybody's welcomed another wee shake-up.
Yes, without a doubt, Chris. I think Donegal Town was a great boost for the rally last year, and then, as you say, Inish Owen this year. And we were down at the festival in Clonmany last year, and if you get anything like the support that they show down there for them festivals and the generosity of the people and the kindness of them, we'll be made very welcome down there.
We know all about the classic stages on Saturday and Sunday. Inish Owen on the Friday, it's going to have a few classics of its own.
Yes, without a doubt. I think it's great for us because we're making new pace notes. It's like going to a completely new rally for everybody. Sometimes before you could have four or five people that has done stages and the rest haven't. But at least this year is a completely clean sheet now. Unless you're really, really a veteran, like even worse than me and Rory, was the last time they were down there. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and some of the ascents and descents are probably in a league of their own.
Yeah, they are. And Chris, technology now is a great thing, and these cars that we're all driving, the suspension, the power in them is unbelievable. But you do feel all these in your stomach now. And I felt it there in Killarney at the last rally. Your sensations. Some people know by the tummy bugs you get going to dips and jumps. We do get that, and I think in any show there's a lot of that. So it's got a lot to do with your body as well. If we can handle it, the cars will handle it. So it's up to us. Can we handle it as well?
You've mentioned that for you, the Donegal Rally, it's once Christmas Day is over, that's very much in the brain cells.
Yes, no doubt. After Christmas, we're just thinking about Donegal Rally, and then it's like Christmas Day on the Friday in June when we come into Letterkenny for the start of that rally. It's just a big long Christmas weekend, and anticipation's here now. We've 3 weeks of running. There'll be very little work done now in a fortnight's time. It'll be all heads down, and people don't realise, but it will take us 2 weeks getting prepared for this rally, mentally, physically, and preparation. We're all thinking about it now.
And tell us just how's the year gone to date?
Yeah, well, I didn't do much, Chris. I was in Killarney there for a shakedown before this rally, and unfortunately had an accident with 3 stages to go, but I was enjoying it. And when you can come off one of these stages with a smile on your face and people there clapping you on and them enjoying it, that's what it's all about. To me, at my stage now, it's about making people happy and enjoying the sport, and that's what I'm doing at the minute, and I'm really enjoying my time in the car.
And once again, we look at the top 40, the entry list, and it's been mentioned here at the launch, any one of the top 10, 15 could set a fastest time on any of the stages.
Without a doubt. Don't be surprised this weekend, Donegal weekend, if you get somebody, even in the top 20, who will set a fast overall time. That's how close the competition is in this rally. I wouldn't worry about the seeding one bit. You could be seeded inside the top 20, but there will be some dramatic changes and some dramatic time set in this rally.
Yeah. So it has all the ingredients of being right up there amongst one of the best ones ever?
Yes, without a doubt. Especially new stages, top quality entry, and plus these cars. The top 20 cars are on such a level playing field. You're chatting milliseconds on a stage, so it makes for even better competition.
Yeah. And just as part of the countdown, you know, away from the car itself, just how important is diet and sleep and your own physical condition?
Yes, no doubt. You know, we'll be doing very little, partying over the next 3 weeks. It'll be just getting our dietary requirements, taking on a lot of fluid, because it'll be a long weekend on our bodies, and really mental preparation as well. As you say, getting night sleep in us and getting all the vitamins right. It's just getting everything into routine now, and then hopefully let our hair down on Sunday night when it's all over.
Yeah, and aside from the pure driving skills, a lot of people maybe don't appreciate just the mental pressure on you and the concentration levels over 3 days. I mean, it's unparalleled.
Yeah, and Chris, the rally's over 3 days, but we actually do a 3-day recce before that, which is as vitally as important as the rally. So that means every stage we do, we go over at least 3 times for 3 days before that. And that in its own is a mentally, physically physically attached. So not only do that, we'll get a break for 1 day and then it's the 3-day rally. So yeah, it's actually a week of intense concentration.
Yeah. But as always, we're really looking forward to it.
Yes, Chris, we wouldn't be here only for that. There's a smile on your face when we walk into Divers here today. All the old hands is here, you know. Al Mac McGett again, you know, Cahal Corley. And even just to meet them and to have some talk about Wonder Years and how we enjoyed it, it makes the hair stand on the back of your neck. And I'm just so proud now to be still fit to do it and be part of this competition.
So we've heard from drivers Kevin Gallagher and Gary Jennings, and also co-driver David Moynihan. Let's hear now from two up-and-coming Donegal drivers. We're going to hear from Motorsport Ireland Academy driver Ryan McHugh from Frosses, who's had a very good year so far. But first, I've been getting the views of Kyle McBride, who's looking forward in particular to stages around his native Inishowen. Well, Kyle, the countdown is on to the rally, so how have your own preparations been?
Yeah, they've been going quite good, to be fair. We've been over in Scotland last weekend competing, and yes, good to get an event only a couple of weeks apart. So yeah, we had a good result in Scotland. We won the class, so we're very happy now to go into Donegal now in good shape and good form. And yeah, car's working good and everything's working well. So it's good to go into an event, everything working nice. So yeah, it's good to be in the class, you know.
So Donegal is such a demanding rally. It's a case of really one stage at a time. You can never look too far ahead.
No, exactly. So yes, one stage, one corner. You know, everything's just literally it's a savage big rally, and this is my first time doing it. So yeah, the main focus will be to focus on getting to the end on the Sunday and getting good points for the championship. So yeah, the rally's not won on the first day, but you know what, you still have to be on the piss and you have to be on the money. So no, we'll definitely be trying for sure, and hopefully get a good result.
So it's about getting that balance right. I mean, you can't go too hard on the first day, and yet, you know, you want to be up there competing.
Yeah, it's just finding that balance. So yeah, it's just start off the first days as clean as you can and get into a good rhythm and find the balance where it's nice and clean and safe in the car, and hopefully the times aren't too far away. So yeah, we're just going to have to go in and yeah, just literally go at it, but be clean and smooth and try and be steady as well, and think of the long weekend ahead.
And tell us about the car and who's on board with you.
Yeah, so it's a Peugeot 208 Rally 4. It's we just got the car brand new at the start of the year. So yeah, huge thanks to all my sponsors. only for them I wouldn't be able to do what I do, but backed by the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, and yeah, we have a lot of local sponsors on the car this year as well, because the event on the stages on the Friday of Donegal is down local to where I'm from, so it's good to have a lot of support. A lot of people's going to be out watching, supporting, and yeah, it's good to have everybody on board to really and truly make it happen.
And alongside you, who's going to be doing the notes?
Yes, Darren Mullins alongside me. So yeah, great to have a good man beside me, and we've worked well this last couple of rallies. So yeah, we're getting used to each other. So yeah, happy.
Ryan McHugh, the rally's just around the corner now, so tell us about your own preparations for the event.
Yeah, so we're coming into Donegal leading the class by 35 points, so yeah, really looking forward to the rally now. The excitement starts here tonight, and yeah, look, hoping for an enjoyable, safe rally, and looking forward to getting up to these stages on Friday, different and new for everyone.
So tell us about the year so far for you.
Yeah, so we won the class in Galway and won it in West Cork. We got a puncher in the circuit, and we ended up spinning on the second last stage of Clarny and finishing third. Yeah, but look, we were over at the Jim Clark last weekend and we had a good steady run. We were checking, so yeah, look, we have enough seat time now got this year to be right on the pace here, and I think we're first away in the class and looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the competition is going to be intense, so no margins for error.
No, definitely not. Every day you go out in the Rally 4 class, there's only seconds in it. So, yeah, really looking forward to getting the battle on home soil with the lads. And, yeah, I'm sure Ken McBride will go very hard on Friday. Yeah. The stages is local to him. So, yeah, looking forward to it. And I suppose it's one of the best rallies in the country, so you can't hide this coming weekend.
And what about the stages? Anyone in particular that you really enjoy?
I've never really done the Knock Allen that yet. I didn't really get there that last year, but I always liked High Glen, but it's actually ran the other way this year. So no, looking forward to getting back to it, and hopefully just get them stages on Friday or Saturday and Sunday, and hopefully be back here on Sunday evening with a smile on our face.
Well, this year's Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally is on from June the 21st to the 23rd, and you can keep up to date with all the developments here on Highland Radio and also on the website highlandradio.com.